And then, you know, you can say grasping at the table as existing. Truly. Well, that's what he says. You know, it's not a real person. You know, it's just a term, right? So it's not really, you know. So because it is, you know, you don't have to grasp or cling, you know, to the table as the person, because it is a material that is consumed or used by that person. So therefore, you can have, you know, that, you know, grasping of the sub-grasping of a person on the table. So anyway, so what it means is, Geshe-la said what it means is that when you grasp at the table, that's just the term. The meaning is that when you grasp at the table as existing, you know, self-sufficiently and substantially, then that is the pen used by Nick. So there has to be a Nick, right? A pen that is used by Nick. It has to have a Nick. The pen used by a person existing self-sufficiently and substantially, you need a person or not. So we say there is no self-sufficient person, right? Therefore, there is no pen or no table used by the self-sufficient person. And so a grasping at a table, you know, being used by a person existing or person, you know, existing self-sufficiently and substantially, you know, is the grasping at the table, or the self-grasping of the person at the of the table, self-grasping of the person of the table.
Mm-hmm.
고마운지 So that makes sense or not? Anything, you know, whether it's external or internal, you know, is not a thing that is consumed by a self-sufficient or substantial existing person. Does that make sense? The table is not table is. Table is not used by a person who exists, you know, self-sufficiently or substantially.
It doesn't say anything about who uses or who doesn't. What about a mountain, which is there?
Yeah. Same thing.
Chikpara. How is grasping the mountain?
Well, that's a kangrila. 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 Kangrila is zimbadi. And kangrila is zimbadi. You know, because it is also the mountain is used by the because the mountain is used by the, you know, grasping of the person used by the person who you grasp as substantially and sufficiently existing. So there is no person not dependent on aggregate, right? There's no person not dependent on aggregate. If there is a person that is not dependent on aggregate, then that person is self-sufficient. So everything that is used by, you know, the person who is not dependent on aggregate, the self-sufficient person, so that is the substance of the substance of the substance used by that person who is not dependent on the aggregates. So when you realize there is no person who is not dependent on aggregate, at that time you realize the person has to depend on the aggregates.
So when
you refute, when you refute the person not depending on aggregate, then also you refute the things that is consumed or used by the the person who does not depend on aggregate. So when you say the self-sufficient and substantially existing, that the substance includes all the things that is used, by the self-sufficient person. So if there is no self-sufficient person, then there cannot be any substance that is used by the self-sufficient person. So if there is no nik, there cannot be pen that's used by nik. There cannot be table used by nik. Similar to that.
Self-grasping persons.
Guys,
is there pervasion?
The 소속 교육이라 소속 교육이 가래 짐바이너라 짐바 참아 그래서 강사기 나도 짐바 짐바되게 되네 잡 짐바이 되네 그래서 멍 말해 왜서
짐바 왕이 멍 말해
짐바 멍 되어 왜서
그래 짐바 왕이 멍 말해 짐바 말해
So that all the ordinary beings are deluded or ignorant, ignorant because of that. Because of that grasping, the grasping of the self of the person.
And then a counter example.
Uh-huh.
A star.
Okay.
Who is the owner of the star?
We are the owner of the karmas, or the stars actually.
Stars, sun, moon. We use everything. You don't use the sun. You don't use the moon. You don't use a star. Yeah.
Karma page 관해서는.
어느 페이지? 나도 karma page karma 통과.
Don't you see the stars?
I don't use a particular star, therefore there's no pervasion.
No, don't you see the star?
There's.
Then the magic is gone. Kama dabo ani.
Anyway, so what is your point?
Kama dabo.
The point is there's no pervasion.
What is no pervasion?
There exists the phenomena for which I do not have self-grasp.
Kama dabo to manzi yama se varbe.
Are you saying that we don't grasp at the star, grasp? The star as existing from its one side, or as existing in a self-sufficiently.
As existing in relation to a self-sufficient person.
We have. You're in your mind, in Geshe-la's mind. So if it is the object of knowledge, if it is an object of knowledge, then it is pervaded. By having a self grasping that grasps that object as grasping as exists from its one side.
Yes, that's not denied, but that's not what he said.
But what did
he said? The self grasping as a phenomena that has a relationship to.
Because they call us the It's not necessary, you know, to be the substance, you know, of the self-sufficient person. If it exists, it's not necessary to be the substance of this, you know, self-sufficient person. So in the case of the example given to the Nick, you know, so there's this is the self, you know, the substance that is used by, you know, used or consumed, you know, by Nick, you know, who you grasp, you know, as self-sufficient, you know. So therefore that is the substance. That's what he's saying. But it doesn't mean that everything that exists, you know, has to be the substance of the self-sufficient person. Can't you realize selflessness of person on the basis of star? Didn't Buddha Shakyamuni realize the star, the selflessness of the star, or the lack of true existence of the star? Yeah. So because he realized the selflessness and the, you know, the lack of true existence, therefore, you know, the opposite of that, you know, the grasping, has been abandoned.
What do you mean grasping?
It's
that mode of grasping, yes. But that mode of grasping is
not
a grasping of the being. So then the
karma.
Jishla is a person, star is person. And Ed said, it's not person, it's a phenomena. And Jishla said, you are a phenomena too, I'm a phenomena also.
A person is a phenomenon. A phenomenon is not
the
person.
Come share your
mind. The star doesn't die.
Why?
Semi-why.
Why?
You understood that. Why?
How you know? That's okay. Yeah.
Yeah, Shana.
Uh-huh.